You're living in an age. And village has become a sham. In an age when divorce and remarriage, re-infidelity, of adultery has become errant, a virtue. How the world in which we live needs the witness of you married people, the witness of living and practicing patient, I have to say it, suffering very lives, and not just enduring, dare I say it, enjoying the trials of living a faithful, loving, married life. This is an idol of faith. As the Catholic Church goes, so goes the world. Period. And I've said more than once, in the early church, Christians were called the soul of the world, anima mundi. The world is only as alive spiritually, alive in the practice of virtue, alive, shall I say, even in its sanity, as we professed Catholics living lives of selfless charity, especially in the state of marriage. And I see how to grow in our selfless practice of the virtue of charity. Pray especially for those whom God has put in your lives and you find most difficult, most demanding your practice, not just of patience, but I mean this, of living heroic lives. How would you grow in our practice of Christ-like charity? By the practice of prudence. And by the way, we don't even have one full day left for the end of the retreat. Growing in our practice of loving indeed, but loving prudently, loving wisely. In other words, ask our Lord to tell you, and keep asking Him, not only that I might grow in my practice of charity, but growing in my practice of prudence. In other words, we ought to love everyone, but not everyone in the same way. Dare I say this? In my half century of the priesthood, I've counseled too many husbands and too many wives. The children come along whatever the number is, then, and so many wives wouldn't be realized what they're doing. The husband has served his purpose. He's still around. Oh, I will feed him. I'll be nice to him. I've seen too many fathers, too many husbands, strangled by their wives. I hope I'm clear. I've said this to too many people to be afraid of repeating it. The deepest need, hear it, the deepest need in a woman is to love. The deepest need of a man is to be loved. Every day I pray for 7 husbands and fathers stranded, abandoned, rejected by their wives. I am talking from a half a century of experience. And prudence means not only avoiding mistakes. Prudence also means re-examining our practice of love. Asking not ourselves, but asking our Lord, Lord, teach me, oh teach me. And let my mind, on how I am to show my love. Are we to grow in the practice of selfless charity? We must learn to master our thoughts. Our minds, as I've said so often, our minds are jungles filled with wild animals. I know what I'm saying. When they the crazy thoughts, leave it to us. We've got them. We're going to grow in Christ-like charity only if we have mastered our thinking. Loving thoughts produce loving desires. Loving desires produce loving actions. Loving actions produce loving habits. Watch your thoughts. Ask, O Lord, to give you that mastery of your mind without which the practice of charity is just a wild dream. And it is here I've said this so often over the years. Right. That's spelled W-R-I-T-E. And followed by a big exclamation mark. How many of you have a copy of the 2 pages? And I know I gave to many people writing on the spiritual life. How many of you have a copy of that? Guess what? I'm going to call the office of Detroit, have them fax the two pages, and before a backup tomorrow, each of you are two pages. Right. There is nothing that better masters our mind than writing. But I don't like to write. So what? I can't write. Learn how to write. Reread, as I've said so many times, reread the third chapter of St. James' letter. Over the centuries, says James, I'm paraphrasing, the wildest animals have been tamed, beasts have been tamed, but no one has ever tamed the human tongue. And he's right. Only God can tame the human tongue. And our tongue will be only as loving, only as patient, only as charitable, only as selfless, as our thoughts are patient and selfless and loving. I listen to too many people talking. You don't have to think to talk. Do you hear me? Words just oozing out. Right. In order to master that jungle filled with wild animals, otherwise known as our human thoughts. Right. Finally, how to grow in our love for others by expecting your love to be tested. Friends in Christ. And I'm speaking for myself. Let's wake up. We're living in a real world. Expect your love to be tried. Expect it to be tested. And what are we talking about? Expect your practice of charity to be tested by those whom you most love. Untested love is spurious love. Our Lord wants us to love others. Love them deeply. Love them dearly, but loving others either deeply or dearly is impossible unless we are to love others patiently. And patiently means loving others enduringly. Here those whom God puts into our lives cause us pain, or our love has not been tested, has not been tried. How we need, and here speaking it begin, not just another 2-day retreat, but 2 semesters, 5 hours a day, on the importance of growing in the practice of that one virtue where the Holy Spirit gave us, where we were baptized, but hear it. We grow in the virtue of charity by submitting our wills, to the will of God, to the wills that God puts into our lives, and how demanding those human wills can be. Lord Jesus, you told us, we are your followers only on the measure that we love those whom you place into our lives for this purpose, to show how deeply we love you. But, dear Lord, you know us. How well you know us. How deeply, how dearly, how patiently we love ourselves. Give us, we beg you, the strength to love those whom you place into our lives, by giving ourselves to them, especially by surrendering our wills to you through them, because, dear Lord, this is the measure of our love for you here on earth, and this is the condition for being embraced by you in that heavenly eternity for which we were made. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Can I be heard in the back of the chapel?